Let's lock this in with a practical reminder before you move on. In drum and bass, small decisions create huge results. A tiny change in timing, envelope, filtering, saturation, or groove can completely change how a track feels on a system. So when you're working in Ableton, don't just chase louder, brighter, or more complicated. Chase control. Chase movement. Chase intention. A strong DNB track usually works because every core element has a job. Your drums carry urgency and impact. Your bass provides weight, motion, and identity. Your arrangement controls tension and release. And your mix, make sure those elements hit clearly without fighting each other. That's the real game. When you're building ideas, start with the foundation. Get the drums speaking properly first. Make sure the kick and snare feel solid and confident. Then bring in the bass and listen to how it interacts with the groove. Not just on its own, but with the drums. That part matters. In DNB, the relationship between drums and bass is everything. If those two elements connect, the track already feels convincing. If they don't, no amount of polish will save it. As you shape sounds in Ableton, keep listening for movement. Not random movement, but controlled movement. A bass can be simple and still feel alive if the tone evolves over time. A drum loop can be repetitive and still feel exciting if the dynamics, swing, and texture are doing the right work. That's why automation, modulation, and careful sample choice matter so much in this genre. They give repetition energy. Here is something important to listen for. Ask yourself whether the groove pulls you forward. Does the track feel like it wants to run? That forward drive is one of the defining qualities of drum and bass. If the rhythm feels flat or static, look at note length, transient shape, ghost hits, and micro timing. Sometimes the fix is not adding more sounds, it's tightening the ones you already have. Another thing to listen for is clarity in the low end. Can you clearly hear the roll of the sub, or does it just feel like undefined pressure? In DNB, clean low end design gives the whole track authority. If the sub is stable and the mid-bass movement is controlled, the tune feels bigger, heavier, and more professional. That's why this works so well in DNB specifically. The genre moves fast, and there's a lot happening in the upper rhythm layers. If the low end is messy, the whole track loses power. When you're making decisions, think in layers. You might have a sub layer for weight, a res or mid-bass layer for character, and a top texture for presence. In Ableton, that could mean using instrument racks, EQ to carve space, saturation for harmonics, and automation to keep things evolving. Just make sure each layer contributes something unique. If two layers are doing the same job, you're usually better off simplifying. The same idea applies to drums. Your kick needs purpose. Your snare needs attitude. Your hats and percussion should support momentum, not just fill empty space. If the top loop feels busy but not effective, strip it back and ask what's actually helping the groove. A premium-sounding DNB beat is rarely about throwing in more percussion. It's about choosing the right details and placing them with intention. And don't forget contrast. Contrast is what makes drops hit harder and arrangements feel exciting. If every section is full power, then nothing feels like impact. Use filtering, space, automation, and selective muting to create a journey. Even a short lift before a drop can make the return feel 10 times bigger. That kind of tension control is one of the easiest ways to level up your tracks. If you're getting stuck, zoom back into a simple exercise. Build an 8-bar loop with just drums, sub, and one main bass sound. Make that loop feel undeniable before you expand the arrangement. Tune the kick, tighten the snare, check the bass envelope, adjust the groove, automate one or two meaningful changes. Then listen again. This is where real progress happens. Not in endless plugin stacking, but in focused refinement. And keep this in mind. You do not need a huge amount of material to make something powerful. You need a few strong ideas that work together. That's encouraging, because it means better production is often about better choices, not more complexity. Stay sharp with your listening, trust repetition when it grooves, and refine with purpose. So as a recap, focus on the core relationship between drums and bass, keep the low end clean, build movement through controlled modulation, and use contrast to create impact. Listen for forward momentum in the groove, and listen for clarity and stability in the sub. Those two checkpoints alone will improve your decisions fast. Now go test this properly. Open Ableton, build a tight 8-bar DNB loop, and make every element earn its place. If it hits with just the essentials, you're on the right path. Trust your ears, keep pushing, and make it knock.